Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we try to answer your questions and queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is an Islamic scholar and a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, Qom, Iran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, Professor, how can we help our teens in identity formation and understanding cultural diversities?
Yes, this is a very important thing, especially if adults also understand what this means and implies.
Right.
We should be proud of ourselves as Muslims, as
True.
faithful followers of Islam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. We should take pride in the fact that we are the followers of the Ahlul Bayt. We should take pride in the fact that we have so beautiful personalities in the form of the infallible Imams, the Ahlul Bayt, Bibi Fatima, salamullah alayha, and they are our models, role models for us.
Right.
Of course, I don't mean that we say, as we normally say, Imam Ali is the first Shia Imam. No. He is the Imam of the world. He's the Imam of all of humanity.
Right.
But we accept him as our Imam and we follow him, therefore we take pride in this. We have the honor to have accepted him to be the Imam after the Holy Prophet of Islam. So
right.
This identification with the Ahlul Bayt and Islam as a religion, this should be our cultural identity. We should not say we are first and foremost anything. After being human beings, we are Muslims.
Right.
And we are the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. After that, we become Pakistanis, Iranians, Indians, or Iraqis.
We have the borders after that,
so
right.
Borders. So the first bonding is in humanity. The second bonding is in Islam and our religion. And the third is our faith, specifically our relation to Allah, to the Holy, the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam.
Right.
So this identity is our cultural identity. After that, any other identity comes. Yes, it's no wrong to say, you know, there's no wrong in saying, look, I'm a Muslim, but also I come from India, I come from Pakistan, I come from Iraq, I come from Iran, I come
right.
from... Maybe someone says, I'm from Britain, I'm from America, but still... The basic ingredient is Islam, so we need to make them understand, our children should know that we are first and foremost Muslims and mu'min people, and therefore our perspective is common. Our perspective is that we have a common goal, we have a common identity, we have a common goal, and we all of us want ourselves to become the soldiers of the awaited Imam, and we are those who are working for the sake of the advent of the Imam. We are all working for this purpose together.
Sometimes when parents are dealing with their children and they want them to be accepted in the society in a very better way, they forget the fact that identity is something that comes, that emerges from within, and they kind of try to tell their children that you got to be, you know, fabricating this thing. So don't you think identity issues come over here?
They need to be able to reflect upon themselves and their thoughts and their feelings. The children should be able to carry out introspection and feel, understand what they are from within.
Right.
And then they have to see if what they stand for, what they are from within, is it according to what they stand for as Muslims? Are they able to internalize those concepts and those feelings that are associated with being a Muslim? And their practice should not conflict with that. So if there's a problem, yes, internally they're not able to adjust themselves to that belief system or that system of morals and principles, values. And in practice they feel difficulties, there will certainly be a conflict, because in many societies when we're living, even our parents do carry out things which do not comply with the standards which should be there.
Right. Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. We'll be back in a while.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're discussing about the importance of identity formation and cultural diversities when it comes to Islamic upbringing of our children. Well, Professor, you know, sometimes when our children are, you know, they are lost in their own world, especially when they are teens. So they're going through a hell lot of thoughts and, you know, maybe sometimes discovering themselves or maybe having this identity formation issues. So because the journey towards identity passes through a landscape of self-discovery. So how can parents help their children with self-discovery so that they don't have this identity formation issue?
So they should be able to discuss openly these issues with their parents. The parents should themselves have gone through this stage, and they have developed their identity according to what the Islam or the religion they follow says. So if they have been able to develop that, then they can engage with their children, discuss with them, and they can discuss with them the concepts and the beliefs that they hold and they want their children to conform with. So they should be openly discussing with them, or if they're not able to do so, then they should attach themselves to groups of parents or children where they can interact together and discuss about these issues and expose their children to various discussion forums where they can, or different cultural events, where they can make their children realize that despite all the differences that we may have as far as our cultures go, somebody's from some background, somebody's from another background, as far as culture, as far as clothing goes, as far as eating food goes, as far as maybe the way we live goes, but the core things that Islam stands for, they are common between all of us.
Right.
I mean, when we talk about Islam as a religion, which is for all of mankind,
right.
Islam is not addressing, it's not talking about these superficial things. Islam is talking about the basic core principles of life, the
right.
core values, and they're common for all of mankind.
Right.
So the different attires, costumes, apparent features, they may differ. Even, for example, various tribes, various races have different colors, different maybe facial features. Even difference in physique. So many differences are there in the human race.
Right.
But there's one common thing which is inherent in all mankind.
Right.
The very nature of mankind is common. Islam addresses that commonality.
True.
So we can make our children understand and ourselves understand, look, there's one thing common between human beings. And this
matter their race, color, diversity.
Color, whatever, language, background, whatever may be there.
Right.
They're human beings. For example, a human being's gender interaction, human beings as male and female, everything is common between all mankind.
Right.
I mean, when it comes to maybe relationships with parents, relationship with children, there are so many things common for all.
Right.
Just as when we talk about medical issues.
Right.
I mean, when you talk about for a heart surgery,
right,
the heart is similar for all human beings.
Right. Professor, we'll discuss more on the topic after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a while.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. We are with Professor Salman Akavi, and we're discussing about the identity formation and cultural diversities in children when it comes to Islamic upbringing. Professor, early in the morning today, I had a discussion with my father-in-law, and he was saying that just a few days ago, I was writing on a paper about you, about your sister-in-law, about your husband, about another, you know, daughter-in-law, and about all the, you know, children in the family. He was writing, and he said that I was writing your goods and bads. But then I tore off this paper because I didn't want any, because I just thought with myself, if any one of you sees this, you'll get hurt. So I tore it off. And then I read this hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam for him. I told him, You should not have torn it off. You should have remembered that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbah." The one who knows himself knows his Lord. And maybe you could have helped us with that paper. You could have helped us understand what are our goods, what are our bads, which maybe we ourselves don't know. So don't you think parents, with the fear of that their children don't get hurt, don't let them have a better understanding of their self. They lack in this help of self-discovery, which could help in their identity formation.
Yes, very rightly so, that we need to make our children realize the fact that, yes, we as human beings have something common. There's elements which are there in all human beings. What are those elements? We need to understand them.
Right.
The cognition that Allah has given us, the intellect that Allah has given us, the soul, the center of emotions and feelings.
Right.
Every human being has them. How to develop them, how to make them, how to understand things, the truth in itself, how is it to be discovered? This is common.
Right.
So we need our children to focus on these basic core ingredients of a human being,
right,
and to make them realize that this is what Islam wants to take care of. Islam wants us to take care of these core things. When it comes to other superficial things, it doesn't matter. We may belong to any culture.
Exactly.
I mean, we shouldn't be trying to imitate others.
Right.
There's no need to imitate other cultures.
Be yourself.
Be yourself. How you clothe yourself, it should be modest. Islam says your covering should be modest. Now, whatever type of covering you have, it belongs to your culture.
Right.
If you're from the subcontinent, there's a certain type of covering.
Right.
If you're from the West, there's another type of covering. If you're from the East, there's another type of covering. Covering, the way, the color, how you make the clothes, how the food you are making, they're all different. The common things, it should be halal food, it should be...
The food should be halal, the clothing
should
be modest.
It should be nutritious, it should be... So there are common things which are there, which are common to all. That is the core identity which
right.
we all should have
right.
as human beings, as Muslims. And then we have the superficial things. That, following any culture, doesn't make any... That's not problematic. We can... You know, bring them in harmony, bring them together in harmony. For example, we go for majalis, we go for azadari, we
right.
go for remembering the martyrdom and the sacrifice of Imam Hussein. Everyone does it in his own way, in his own
True.
Culture.
Yeah.
And till it does not cross some red lines,
right.
it's within the limits, within the bounds, it can be performed in any way.
Right.
It should just make us remember that the sacrifice of Imam Hussein and remember his mission and make us wanting to carry that mission out.
Right.
So these are the core things that we make our identity.
Right. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and helping us with that beautiful discussion. Dear listeners, your identity is not found in possessions, people, or fame that we wrongly sometimes teach our children. It's something that is found in God. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way.